Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another segment of the show, Triple E's Education, Empowerment, Entrepreneurship. Today's guest is Ms. Florida Santana Jonas, real estate developer, investor, and mentor. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. This is also exciting.
We so appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to come on with us. As I said, my production assistant is a big, big fan of yours. Tell me a little bit about your background. Where you from? Formal education.
So I was born in New York City. First generation from my parents are Dominican. Okay. So my brother and I, first generation here. We were born and raised in New York City in Manhattan. And what can I tell you? Hardworking parents, a divorce. My mom was a single mom, mm-hmm. raised my brother and I, taught us a good work ethic, just ran or jumped to my own. Always was very ambitious, but wanted to find ways that I can serve with what God has blessed me with. Throughout my career, I was always involved in finance one way or another, and then real estate, and combined both. And then after that, I really dug really deeply into real estate because I saw that I was working with a lot of people and helping a lot of people do well in real estate, but yet I didn't own any at the time, all right? Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, there's something wrong with that number. If I can help people reposition properties, why can't I do that for myself? And
so did you become involved in the Capital District projects? What led you to our area?
So I'll tell you, one of the things that I, am a firm believer when it comes to real estate is the zoning. The money in real estate is in zoning. And when I say that is that because if you understand the zoning, you understand that that's where millions are made. Example, when New York City, with this current mayor, decided to rezone several neighborhoods or certain boroughs in New York City, they would take a certain zip code. And let's say it's a single family house that has a large lot. Originally, the zoning, just bear with me, it will make sense, okay? So let's say that it's a single family house. If you say, oh, that's a single family house. But the rezoning is, let's say, an R8, which means that they can build up to, let's say, 8 stories and put 20 units, depending on how many years they say. So now an investor who understands zoning will pay that person who has a single family pretty much whatever they want, because they know they could tear that single family down and build, 8 stories, 20 units, let's say, and make them condos in a market that is, thirsty for condos and make millions of dollars. Mm-hmm. That's why the wealth is in the zoning. So I always follow zoning. Albany did a rezoning a couple of years ago.
Oh, and so that's what led you to our area.
Right. Uh-huh. So in addition to the fact that, they did a rezoning, I don't live too far from the Capital Region. My son went to school in Troy, and I always loved the architecture in Albany. But in terms of business, I knew that, okay, they did rezoning. This opportunity all around us that we should look into so that we can go ahead and do our brand of real estate in the Albany area. And that's pretty much what led me there.
Okay, so here's another question. Mm-hmm. How did you get involved in real estate development? I mean, as a Black woman or a person of color, mm-hmm. This is the good old boys network. And was it hard to break through?
Finance and real estate is a good old boys network. It really is. But there is room for women in it. A lot of women, for whatever reason, for a long time, did not dive into the development side of it. But I think there's a lot of opportunity, more so now than when I first started, with the MWBEs and things of that nature, that designation, that has helped, crack that ceiling and let more women in. Because in order for the bigger developers to take advantage of some of these government contracts, they had to engage and incorporate a business that had that designation in order to qualify for those contracts. So that helped. In the past couple of years, that has helped a lot. And so you've seen a lot of more women get into the space, and it's been beautiful. So it's a great, it's fantastic. But it wasn't easy initially, okay. Absolutely.
I can imagine.
Because I was doing it for other people, it was easy for me to develop those relationships. And that's something that people don't pay attention to as much, is those relationships that you develop along the way of your career is what's going to take you to that next level. Okay, obviously work ethic, integrity and all that stuff, but also those relationships are just priceless. And so, you know, burning bridges is never a good thing.
Amen.
You know,
Amen.
Developing relationships.
You never know when you have to cross that bridge again.
And you don't know who's that gatekeeper at the end of it.
So. Absolutely. Yes. So, Florida, would you consider yourself a minority-owned business? That's one question. And I know how hard it is to get capital for minority-owned companies. How have you been able to navigate those challenges? Because you know how difficult it is for businesses of color to, you know, get the financing they need. So how have you navigated those challenges?
So yes, I consider my business a minority-owned business because I own it, you know, and I own several businesses. And some of the other businesses are partnerships. But my main business, I own it fully. And I would say, yes, it's challenging to get financing. And that's where relationships are so critical, because I had a relationship with someone over 20 years ago from a financing company. And because I developed that relationship with that person, okay, that's in that space of lending, who's the owner of the financing company, I was able to tap into that resource and say, hey, I'm doing this project, and numbers talk. So I said, these are the numbers, they make sense, will you be interested in financing it? And they said, you know what, those numbers work, absolutely. So yes, it's tough to get financing, but if you know how to structure a deal correctly, most financing companies will say absolutely. So it's more so of how you structure the transaction. It has to make sense. It cannot be a dream in the sky. It has to be something that is a viable project. And most financing companies will look to back it.
So I want to get one more question in before we go to segment two. And I just want to say to my listeners, this is part one of a two-part segment with, I like to say, an outstanding woman, entrepreneur, mentor, speaker. I'm just going to say again, I love the name. Yeah, Florida Santana Jonas. Is the Capital District now currently your home?
I own several properties there, but no, my home is in the Catskills.
Catskills. Oh, okay. Great. Great area. Yeah.
It is a great area.
Yeah. Okay. So then what we're going to do is we'll take a little break. Okay. And then we're going to come back with part two. And then I'm going to dig into all the good things that you're doing in the Capital region. This is Inez Bosch's baby boy, H. Bosch Jr., doing what I'm made to believe. Oh, and your overcoming adversity specialist,